One thing I've always dreamed about doing at Holden, and I have somewhat of a history here at Holden over the years. I lived here as a little kid and have seen many, many, many concerts at Holden performed by some people who went on to be fairly famous people and good musicians, and I've seen concerts by people who went on to become accountants, and rightly so. But I have seen a lot of concerts, and one of my sort of fantasies, one of my wish list things for my own lifetime and my life's experience has been to do a concert at Holden Village. And I think that for me, doing a concert at Holden Village is a completely brand new experience. Thank you for the water. Because I'm no longer sharing my songs with strangers, songs that have come out of a couple years of traveling and a couple years of stories and a couple years of fabricating stories. Well, I've been doing that for more than a couple years, but they definitely come out of who I am. And most of the time when I get up on stage at a folk festival or something like that, I'm sharing myself and my life with perfect strangers, and it's okay. Because if they don't like what they hear in my songs, they can walk away and I've already got their money for the ticket, so it doesn't really matter. Now there's no money for the ticket and I'm sharing each of my songs, each little piece of me, with people that I know and people that have made a difference in the couple weeks that I've been here. And your reactions to these songs become part of the songs themselves. And so now it's no longer sitting in the bathroom staring at the mirror and trying to be Mick Jagger. Now it's actually being David in front of a bunch of people. And to be able to do that at Holden is a real scary thing, but also a real privilege. Some of the songs are serious, some aren't. Most of them are about girls, and I hope you enjoy them all. The first song is about a girl. And keep in mind that even though the folk singer and folk songwriter claims that all of his songs are true, there's no way they could possibly be true because he'd be shot in a couple states and put in jail in a couple more. So elements of these songs are true, but elements aren't. And it doesn't matter because I'm the songwriter and I'm allowed to do that.
Traveling way down below. I've been doing some hard traveling, hard timing, hard rambling. I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. Well, I met a girl in Minnesota. She was real fine. I met a girl in Minnesota, asked her to be mine. And I left her on the side of the road. Oh, you know I was crying. I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord, yeah. Hard traveling, I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. Go ahead, go. Went to work for Daddy on her papa's farm. Tried to stay out of trouble and do no one no harm. But I let a load of hay fall down on her papa's arm. I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. Yeah, I've been doing some hard traveling way down below. Yeah, I've been doing some hard traveling way down below. I've been doing some hard traveling, hard time and hard rambling. I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. Take me off to jail, and I moan and I weep, but it gets me nowhere. avail. And I sit there for a week and a half. No one will pay my bail. I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. Well, my girlfriend comes in a pickup truck. She says, boy, you look down and out like you ran out of luck. And I said, well, baby, shucks. Oh, I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. Here we go. I've been doing some hard traveling way down below. I've been doing some hard traveling way down below. Oh, I've been doing some hard traveling, hard times and hard rambling. I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. Well, she took me down Highway 94, reached across my lap and she opened up the door. She said, I'm sorry, Dave, it didn't work out, but I don't want to see you no more. I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. Here we go. I've been doing some hard traveling way down below. Yeah, I've been doing some hard traveling way down below. I've been doing some hard traveling, hard times and hard rambling. I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord.
Yeah. Some of you who are folk fans probably noticed that I also follow another one of the rigid guidelines of being a folk singer. I ripped that chorus off. That wasn't my chorus. That's a song done by about 30 different people, and I made up the words, and if I record it first, tough luck. The next song that I'm going to sing is about my little sister, kind of. One habit that Katie and I like to encourage is our habit of taking walks together, and sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. Another habit of mine is that I talk a lot.
No.
Sometimes. Another habit of my sister's is that she's pensive sometimes, and she listens a lot because, doggone it, she has to. And we go out in the woods, and this song is about one time when Katie and I were sitting out in the woods. Yeah. Do.
didn't even blink. Trees, yeah. Oh, look at the trees. Oh, yeah, please. Just shut up. Look at the trees. I said I'd go for a walk, but not listen to you talk.
Saskatchewan, we can't boast about many things. We can boast about how much wheat we grow, and we can boast about how flat it is, and we can boast about our nice park where I live, and that's just about it, and none of those things really attract too many tourists. But the one thing we have in Saskatchewan that really knocks me out and knocks out a lot of people who come through Saskatchewan is our sunrises and sunsets, because it's so flat and there's so much wind there and so much dust gets pushed up into the air. We have really amazing sunrises and sunsets. And this summer, Alaska came close, but not quite. Nothing yet has beat a Saskatchewan sunset for me. The sky just does amazing things, not just your typical red and yellows, but blues and indigos and violets, and it's really neat. And my whole growing up in Saskatchewan, I never really thought about the sunrise being a rise and the sunset being a sunset. I've always thought of the sunset as being a sunrise somewhere else and a sunrise being a sunset somewhere else. Did that make sense? That's how I've usually thought of it. This song is about someone who I love very, very dearly, but as far as our relationship goes, she set the sun, and it was also a sunrise. Sound in tune? What do you want from me, yeah? And what do I want from you? Is there any little thing that will make you happy? Is there anything I can do? And as the sun rises under these old Saskatchewan plains, I can only dream of holding you love you is in a song. More Saskatchewan songs. You know, when I did a radio show in Saskatchewan this last year, and it went on national radio, and it was all about, you know, Saskatchewan songwriters and blah, 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 and I suppose they wanted us to highlight Saskatchewan and what it was like to be a Saskatchewan songwriter. I didn't sing any songs about Saskatchewan. They were all about Chicago and Minnesota and other places. And now that I'm here very far away from Saskatchewan, I'm singing lots of Saskatchewan songs. And being someone who travels a lot and goes a lot of places, I tend to be thinking about the places where I've just been, and it takes, you know, about a month for me to process, you know, what just happened. I'll be sitting in a coffee shop somewhere and go, oh, you know, because of what happened a month ago. This song is about something that's needed in Saskatchewan very much, and we don't get a lot of it, and when we do, we hoop and we holler. Also, an important cultural note, I don't know many farmers who sing the blues, but if there were farmers who sang the blues, it would probably sound like this. If a farmer tried to play the blues, it probably would sound like that. What key is this one in? Picture waving fields of wheat. No rain.
stars that I see over the sweet horizon. Nature, she's gonna come through. Awesome big black cloud, say I got a present for you. Start squealing and the horses, oh, they stamp their hooves. Don't you know they stamp their hooves? They know that some things are different. Some say the same and they both smell.
This is the last song of this set before I sing a couple by myself and let these guys do whatever they do while I sing by myself. But I love back rubs and
thanks for sharing.
Yeah. And I came to Holden Village, and as a lot of you know already because I talk a lot, I came off a fishing boat and well, it's just not the kosher thing to do on a fishing boat to ask your buddy for a back rub. And I didn't very much. Sometimes they'd kind of pound you on the back and walk away feeling uncomfortable. But I came to Holden, and the one thing I kind of, you know, fantasized about and remembered was, yeah, hot tub, jacuzzi, sauna, I get back rubs. And this song is about one of those first back rubs. All right.
On which?
I can't understand a thing you're saying because I have a huge 5,000 watt bulb shining in my face. So.
I can't think a thing when I'm blind.
Okay. My sister is going to play spoons. Am I in tune? Good? Yeah. This song is called I Knew a Girl with Dreadlocks. There's only one girl with dreadlocks. Guess who gave me the back rub? Hey! Here we go. On three, one, two. Well, I knew a girl with dreadlocks. When I knew a girl with dreadlocks, oh, when I knew a girl with dreadlocks, when I knew a girl with dreadlocks, oh, when I knew a girl with dreadlocks, oh, she lived in the mountains. Well, I met her on a Tuesday, and she smiled in a kind way. Then again on a Friday, yeah, after
so much. Oh, I think I'm gonna die. And she looks my way as I whimper and I cry. Well, I knew a girl with dreadlocks. No, she lived in the mountains. Everybody now, two or three. Well, I knew a girl with dreadlocks. Oh, yeah. Knew a girl with dreadlocks. Oh, yeah. A girl with dreadlocks, oh yeah. Knew a girl with dreadlocks, oh yeah. I knew a girl with dreadlocks. She lived in a mountain. Well, a rub-a-dub-a-dub-dub. Oh, she's giving me a back rub. From the bottom to the top, top. Oh, I say please don't stop. Oh, I knew a girl with dreadlocks, oh, lived in the mountains. Well, she's rubbing my shoulders. I got knots as big as boulders. And I feel just like a king. But she's killing the knots clean. Well, I knew a girl with dreadlocks, and oh, she lived in the mountains. Last time, here we go. I knew a girl with dreadlocks, yeah, yeah. Well, I knew a girl with dreadlocks. Oh, yeah, I knew a girl with dreadlocks. Well, I knew a girl with dreadlocks, yeah. Well, I knew a girl with dreadlocks. Oh, she lived in the mountains. Well, the next thing you know, I'm a sleep man. Falling into my dreams, oh, then I wake up in the morning. Oh, you know what that means. I'm looking for the girl with dreadlocks, lives in the mountains. And I love my girl with dreadlocks, so I'm singing this song. 'Cause I want some more back rubs. Oh, before too long, yeah. Well, I knew a girl with dreadlocks, so she lived in the mountains. Everybody sing it for Cara.
Well, I knew a girl with dreadlocks, yeah. I knew a girl with dreadlocks, yeah. Well, I knew a girl with dreadlocks, yeah. I knew a girl with dreadlocks, yeah. Well, I knew.
I just realized something. We didn't have a whole lot of time to rehearse for this because at first I thought I was just going to do it by myself. And so a lot of these songs we'd get together and it'd be a sort of a 1, 2, 3 in the key of C. And they just sort of know what the key of C is and do that. And I realized we didn't rehearse a whole lot of endings. So some of our endings are kind of loose. This is the first time I've ever sang this song in public, and hopefully I'll make it all the way through the song, but this is the right place to play it. And please forgive me if I don't make it all the way through the song. I did when I rehearsed it last summer. To make a long story short, I had a buddy who I took a long, long trip with, and he came up here with me to Holden for the first time, and it was the first time he was ever in the mountains. And he had an unfortunate accident up here, and it certainly changed my life and a lot of other people's lives. And when I think back in retrospect over the whole last year and some of the grief and some of the things that as a result of that were problematic, time and time again, even in my journal and things like that, the sort of bright light of the whole experience, not even the bright light, the most vivid part of the whole experience was our trip out here, and not all the unfortunate circumstances that followed. And some of the words to this may not be words that everyone understands, because they're things that just happened between me and Herman, but react to Herman's song, if you will. It's kind of simple. Holy roads and the miles that we walk, what do you have to say to me? Long time in knowing, long time in coming now, as you and I walk our history across the country. And this is the way that it looks from perspectives that call from inside. And I can't run too far from you and the memories I don't hide. I only sing when I can. Oh, I only sing the song of Herman. A bell for you, as with an old farmer from Red Deer we pass through, and we wrote our names in spray paint. Give me a year, I'll come back and check if it's there. I will always look and try, as in my car I fly by. And I will always try to see you as in that week were with me. Yeah, and I can't look hell, and I still can't hide. Oh, and I will always try. Oh, and nothing goes away if you look at it wrong. So to combat what we talked about, I'll sing Herman's song, yeah. Oh, I will sing Herman's song. Hermian song. So silence fills the arena. And I question if it's just my head. What do you say to a mother? Except I'm sorry that your son is dead. Catherine. Katie and I are two neat people in our lives, and unfortunately they're gone too, but they went a little more naturally, and so it's okay because it's part of life. And you're not going to understand this song either, but it's a neat song. It's about my grandfathers, two totally different people. One was a Republican from Indiana, the other was a Democrat from Arizona, and they both liked to play cribbage together. So figure that one out. And it's kind of about all the images that they gave us. Child sleeping snooze below starts crying, and as one is chained nervously and starts a new life, the second step of motion soon starts flying. Oh, but soon the cynic will start to yell impossible. It is such a farce to sleep with such a god. Oh, but the game on never ends when the eternity depends on caging up what usually remains a mystery. Ba da 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 da, yeah. Na 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 na, he grab hold of a sparrow's tail and try to stop a fire. And prepare to deal with a sad and broken heart.
Fly away, there it goes.
Oh, but soon the cynic will start to yell impossible.
Impossible.
It is such a farce to sleep with such a
god.
Yeah, but the game never ends when the eternity depends on caging up what usually remains a mystery. Ba da da da, yeah. That the trees will burn also. And soon the cynic starts to yell impossible.
Impossible.
It is such a farce to sleep with such a god.
Yeah,
but the game never ends. Even eternity depends on caging up what usually remains a mystery. Ba da da da, yeah.
fly away. Fly away. Well, there's a sign on a hill, oh, just beyond the city, where Friday you cannot tell the church from emotion, yeah. Such a pity indeed, oh, the most don't realize that the nails help to set the wheel in motion.
He has died.
Say he lives.
He has died.
I can hear a baby crying.
And if the other musicians could come back up here to finish up. This next song is about another friend of mine who I always wonder, you know, what should I say? Because what if they were sitting in the crowd listening? You know, and there's plenty of things I'd say if they weren't listening, and there's plenty of things I'd say if they were listening, but they're not always the same thing. Suffice it to say that if all the women that I've dated were put in one room and got to talk, I'd be in a lot of trouble. Oh yeah, I said this about you then at this concert and blah, 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 blah. But this is a very nice song about someone I love a lot. Yeah, 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 yeah. Day.
curtain, long as they are seen. For the trees and flowers and fields in my life will always be green, yeah. Everybody said, David, let's go swimming. And I stopped short to look at my reflection. Said, climb down here with me. In the morning, you will see you're not above suspicion. Look up on the cross up there. Don't worry. There. For you, he's up there and you're free. Pay attention and you'll see things as they should be. Oh, and the trees are green today.
Your amp was blowing. This next song is a little bit different. I played this song for the first time at a church potluck. It was a potluck talent show, and I remember the general reaction was looking at my dad, who's the pastor. So ever since, I didn't give it any introduction then. Now I give it introduction. This song is about my experience right after I left Holden the first time I was on staff. And I can remember coming down from Holden Lake. I had spent the night up there by myself. And I came down and I had this great realization that it had something to do with a Bible verse. And I finally understood this Bible verse. And I finally understood at the time what the whole thing was about, you know. I was supposed to go out and tell people about Jesus, and I was going to go do that, and I was going to Chicago, and, you know, I was going to tell people about Jesus, and doggone it, they're going to be converted and be on fire like me, and holy cow, I was just going to be an evangelist, and wow, and, you know, it was going to be great. I still feel that way, but I've learned something in 3 years, and it has a lot to do, not much, but I've learned something. My brother-in-law taught me a word called lysitrator. And what it basically means is taking your words and someone else takes your words and goes, this is what he really meant. Well, I've needed a little bit of that. And this song is about an experience that I had trying to help someone meet Jesus in the south of Chicago and learn that I have to walk a little more softly because some people have bigger wounds than others. Georgina met Jesus on a Wednesday afternoon. On a Wednesday afternoon. On a Wednesday afternoon. Georgina asked Jesus why she was a little black girl. Why she was a little black girl. Why she was a little black girl. And Jesus so well he said, baby, it's all in your head. And everyone is the same to me. Georgina asked Jesus if he'd seen the scar on her leg. If he'd seen the scar on her leg. If he'd seen the scar on her leg. Georgina said she got it when she was about five. When a white man in a rage nearly took her life. When a white man nearly took her life. And Jesus so well he said, baby, it's all in your head. And everyone is the same to me. I worked at a camp in Wisconsin, two songs left. And the camp was a conservative.
I like how you do that.
I worked at a camp in Wisconsin, two songs left. And the camp was a conservative. I worked in a camp in Wisconsin, two songs left. And it was a conservative camp. And, well, I just didn't fit in very well. And but I did have a good time, and I got to meet a lot of kids, and the kids were really, really an important part of my growing as a Christian because of their questions that I usually sat, you know, we'd sit around in our underwear and talk about God, and half the time I didn't have any real answers, and it's hard to be a theologian sitting around in red bikini underwear anyway, at least I found it to be that way. Pardon? Boxers would have been better. A little more Lutheran, but... anyway, I can remember we used to have, and this is serious now, we used to have talks at our camp, very monitored talks by the director about sex. And it scared a lot of kids. A lot of kids thought, well, I've messed up already. I'm going straight to hell now. And it scared me too, because for a while the director had me convinced I was going to hell. But anyway, this song is about one little guy's questions to me about sex and sexuality. And don't worry, it's a clean song. But about some confusion he had because of some of his experiences with a relative of his. And this song offers no answers, but only offers a question about how we treat each other as brothers and sisters in Christ, regardless of some issues. And that's how I feel, and that's what I told the kid. And wasn't what the director would have told me, but he kicked me out of the camp anyway.
Oh yeah!
This is Uncle Daniel, but he told me just to call him Dan. Everyone says he looks too much like a girl, but I never noticed till people started saying so. Everyone says he's way too quiet, but he talks a lot to me. Well, he talked a lot. 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 Talked a lot around me, yeah. Well, he talked a lot. 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 Talked a lot around me. He should get married, but I hope he never does, cause then he might have his own kids to be his best friend. But he told me I didn't have to worry, and when I asked why, he just smiled and showed me a cool picture of a sea turtle. That's Uncle Dan. Well, he talked a lot. 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 Talked a lot around me. Well, he talked a lot. 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 Talked a lot around me. Take it away, Dark. What you say, a man like Uncle Daniel didn't die because he deserved AIDS. Now what some people say is right and is true, but I'll leave this one up to you. I can't remember what they said. It says serves him right that he is dead. I'm 9 years old. That don't make sense to me, 9 years. That don't make sense to me, 9 years. Don't make sense to me. Some things come from below and above that don't have to do too much with love. And he talked a lot, well, he talked a lot, well, he talked. Issue confuses me to this very day, and I wonder how I can go on, if I can't tell the difference between loving and wrong. And he talked a lot, well, he talked a lot. Talked a lot around. Here comes the blues ending. Me, yeah. And now I'm really glad that I got to do this. And it's funny because now's the end of something I've looked forward to for years. So now I get to actually, I was telling Sarah about it today. Now that I've got my concert out of the way, my next fantasy for Holden is to pull a fire alarm, ring the bell 30 times, and take off all my clothes and call it performance art.
The fire chief says no.
I figure I'd be remembered, though.
Yeah, NBO.
What's and this song is called End of the Day. How's it go? Whoops. Am I in the cave? Oh, here we go. Thank you.
day. At the end of the day. End of the day. At the end of the day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The end of the day. Oh, the end of the day. The end of the day. The end of the day. Let's soften it, guys. Today, my sweet baby, down around the boundary waters, and you said, David, you and me, my love, we gonna have a son or a daughter, and Chicago is a place I know I should go. Oh, you know, but it just ain't sunk into me yet, 'cause I'm a boy that I, as a man, will be a father, yeah. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, the end of the day, oh, the end of the day, yeah, yeah. At the end of the day. Jeff on guitar, Gary on guitar, Dark on piano. Thank you very much.